All right, well, it's 2:01. We are going to go ahead and get started. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we'll try to work out this static issue just in a few moments. But my name is Dustin Hartzler, and the little image that you see up there in the upper left-hand corner, if you, through Meeting Burner, that is me. This is a presentation or a... I guess it's a webinar that we've put together. There's going to be three of us today, and Albert's going to do most of the speaking, and a lot of you know George, and we'll go around the phone and introduce ourselves, but I just want to get some quick housekeeping things out of the way. If you have a question while the presentation is going on, be sure to click on the contact or the chat tab, and we'll be able to see that, and we'll be able to make sure that people can actually, we'll answer those, we'll filter through those. I'll make sure I'm moderating those as well. And then with that, I just want to introduce myself real quick. If you are new to the, if you're new to hearing my voice, my name is Dustin Hartzler, and I am a podcaster over at yourwebsiteengineer.com, and I do a podcast all about WordPress, and it teaches, and I love to teach and share information with people on how to improve their website if they're using WordPress. So that's a little bit about me. That's my story. George will go next, and then Albert will introduce himself and then get the presentation going. So, George, take it away.
Thank you very much, Dustin. It's a pleasure. Everybody, my name is George Dunlap, and I've been in the ice cream business here for 35 years. Albert, take it away.
Well, welcome again, everybody. Welcome to Facebook for Business, What You Need to Know. And again, I'll just go over a couple of housekeeping notes as well. You know, you're going to receive a recording of this webinar, so no need to take intense notes. But if you got any questions, please post them in the box below, in the chat box, and we'll be trying to answer as many of them at the end as possible. Now, if I don't get to your specific questions, don't worry, someone will get back to you. So hello again, I'm Albert Hafazi, and I have a podcast called The Local Method. And it's my great pleasure to be talking to you about Facebook and the changes that they've recently made to business pages and how it's going to impact your business now and going forward. So let's get started. Now, you may have heard Facebook recently made some big changes to their platform, but before we get into those changes, I want to talk a little bit about the differences between a personal Facebook page and a Facebook business page. You know, when you sign up for Facebook, you got to create a personal profile. Now, Facebook states clearly that they want you to be a real person when you create your profile, so no fake people. In fact, just a few months ago, they cleaned up hundreds of thousands of accounts by deleting them. And even before you begin your business Facebook page, you got to create a personal profile. So how you do that is you go to www.facebook.com, and then you'll see the sign-up form. Fill it out, and then Facebook will guide you to complete the rest of your profile. Once your profile is set up, all you have to do is go to www.facebook.com/pages and then select Create a Page. That will present you with a number of choices. Now, most businesses with a physical address should select Local Business or Place from the options. It's the very first option. This will allow you a lot of flexibility in the type of information you could put into your business page. When you're there, flip through some of the categories and then choose your business type. Fill out the remaining information. Now, just as a note, I mean, this webinar doesn't go through the whole scope of setting up a business page from start to finish, but it's not too complicated. Facebook has really streamlined the process in the last couple of years. Whenever you have doubt on what you should fill in, visit another similar business's Facebook page and follow what they're doing. Also, I'll leave my contact information at the end of the webinar should you need any further consultation. Okay, now I want to go through some of these big changes that Facebook has made and how you can capitalize on these changes going forward. Let's look at the biggest changes first. The first thing you'll notice when you visit the pages these days is that it's become a very image-centric layout. Pictures are everywhere. It also follows the timeline structure, and it's a reverse chronological structure presenting new items at the top of the order, and the older items are down below. It's kind of something you got to see that you get it when you go and have a look. It's the same way most blogs are laid out. The timeline structure features additional back-end administrative controls, which for page owners like us is really, really handy, and I'll be talking about that. Gives you a great ability to see what type of information your people coming to your page want to see. Very helpful. Other elements you want to be aware of are Facebook has switched, since they've switched to the timeline view, there's a greater focus on your visitors' friends' activity. And again, we'll get into specific places where that is going forward. But in other words, when people visit your site, all of their friends' activities are displayed on the page. So it makes it a really social experience, and that's exactly what Facebook wants. And that's what you want for your brand as well. There's an element of social proof, which nowadays is more powerful than any marketing. There's also a predominant about section on Facebook pages, which is really important in terms of profiling your business and giving people a quick snapshot of what you're about and how you want to present your information and prospects to the world. Now let's see. You'll also notice there's additional controls for how your posts are displayed on your page. Unfortunately, Facebook has removed some of the controls with the timeline design, but they've taken away some of the ability for the admin to route their visitors to a custom page or landing page. Back even a few months ago, you were able to direct someone who signs up to your page to a specific section of your Facebook page. That's gone now, but there's workarounds for that. Okay, so here are the specific changes. Let's go into greater detail. One, the cover photo is now very important, and in fact, it's my personal favorite. It's critical and a big part of your overall profile. It's probably the most important, really. The new layout puts much greater focus on this image, so having a good cover photo becomes really, really important as part of the overall puzzle. Two, the view and apps. Really significant changes here, and we'll go over them in greater detail in a minute. Three, your friend activity. As you mentioned, it's very prominently displayed on your page right now. Four, the ability to pin your post is now really important, particularly as a replacement for those custom landing pages I just talked about. Now, with the timeline layout, you could pin your post to the top of your page, even for 7 days. That'll give you way more attention on things that you want to focus on. There's also something called star and hiding your posts. Again, it gives you more control on what you want to highlight. For example, if you look at your stats in the back end, if your page is performing well, you can state an argument that using the star feature can leverage it. Six, you can highlight posts. I'll show you more of that in a second. Seven, there's more robustness in the admin panel, which means you're going to have great feedback on what type of posts are helpful to the people visiting your page. And lastly, milestones. Milestones are critical because you could put a date to a specific post. For example, let's say you just opened your ice cream shop, or even if you opened your ice cream business, let's say 15 years ago, you could tie a date to that a post that you say, you know, in let's say 1985, we opened shop here, and you put a date there, and it even shows that prominently. It's kind of like a time machine, in essence. So what are the new capabilities? Are there any? Yeah, of course there are. The additional capabilities in the timeline are, as we've seen, things like pinning, starring, and adding milestones. It helps people engage with your brand at a much deeper level. Let's get into the cover photo. Here's a good example of somebody who uses a cover photo very well. As you can see, they've done a great job in selecting a very compelling image that represents their brand. But the important thing to underline here is that you can see the entire top portion of the page now is an image. So it really draws people in. And it's something to think about for your brand. Another thing to point out here, there's 28 million likes. Pay attention to that number because I'll touch on something in a bit. Views and apps. You can see there's a section now here called the views and apps. This is really important because you could only have a few of these apps and you want to pick the right ones, you could expand on those apps by clicking that four, but the ones you want to concentrate on are really important. Something that talks more about your brand and gets people engaged with. This is your friend activity area. This is where your visitors are going to see how their friends have engaged with your page. If you were a visitor of the page, you'd see your friends and friends' pictures there. Now, it may seem like a small thing, but consider it for a second in terms of adding an element of social proof to your brand. Social proof is perhaps the most powerful thing nowadays to persuade our prospects because people do what their friends do. And you'll see testimonials everywhere. Okay, let's go to pin posts. I talked a little bit earlier about pin posts, and it's really simple to do. You simply use the menu picture here and select from these different options. Why would you want to do that? The ability to pin your posts gives you the opportunity to have more control over your most important page real estate. So you can use this feature to give social status to important content. The content that you really want your visitors to see. And maybe it's something that's going to drive them to take some sort of action relative to your brand. Okay, starring and hiding posts. Again, here are some more ways to exercise control as a page admin and give you a chance to add strength to your content. Alternatively, to pull stories that aren't performing as well as you had envisioned. So something that's not doing well, you just hide it. This is what a highlight post looks like. This is interesting because you can see here it goes right across your whole page. Normally, Facebook's got two columns. When you highlight a post, a really cool story, let's say a newspaper article or a nice picture, it spans the whole page and it draws attention to important posts. Now, when you become an admin to a Facebook page, you have something called the admin panel. Here's a picture of it. And now it offers even more insight to what's happening with your page. You can really dig into this data and see what's working and what's getting a response from your visitors. You'll also see that you have the ability to message people one-on-one. Now that's very significant. If you've got a great fan, you want to reach out to them because they become ambassadors. So in general, this new admin panel gives you much more control and insight as a page admin in terms of maximizing your input and really getting a good read on what's working with your fans. Similarly, the activity log gives you more data on what's happening, gives you more intelligence on how your page is doing and what you can do to maximize your impact. Let's touch on milestones. We talked a little bit about them, but they're really important in this Facebook timeline layout. They're important because they act as another level on which to emphasize your content and engage your fan base and show the world your accomplishments as a business, whether it's your founding or the launch of a new brand or a new product. Basically, this feature lets you tell a story of your brand over time in a very controlled and managed way. And you could go backwards, too. It doesn't have to be something that's happening right now. Just a couple of things to take note on. The other side, there's some things that don't work anymore, and here's a few of them. Unlike the old design, you don't have a default landing page. Now, instead of a default landing page, you could now drive people to something called apps or page tabs, and those were those things I showed you just above your friend feed. So now you really have to be strategic on how you want to leverage those new controls. Most of the pages you see out there today don't use those apps at all, and they're missing out on one of the strongest features of Facebook by not using them. Now, the width of an app, so when you click an app, and I'm going to have a link to a really good Facebook page that uses the apps really well. You'll see what I mean. And in a slide coming forward, the width of those apps is 810 pixels instead of 520, which means it gives you a little bit more space. One last thing here. It's very important you understand the rules for your cover photos. Again, we're going to be touching on specific things you can and cannot do with your cover photos. But there are some rules. They penalize people who haven't followed those rules. We'll go over it in greater detail in a second. And here's a shot of these tabs, the old tabs. The new pages don't look like this, but you were able to drive people before right to a page like this and ask them to like. These are gone now. Okay, let's talk about these wider pages. So then on the left-hand side, you see the older page, and you'll see on the right, it's now been increased. So it's a significant bump in terms of size. You have greater opportunity to leverage these high-quality photos and graphics that are going around the web right now. Definitely take advantage of this change. Okay, let's talk about these cover photo restrictions. Cover photos, in my opinion, are one of the easiest strategies to implement. In fact, you could get off this webinar and upload one of your favorite pictures from your business and going to get feedback on there. And I would suggest doing that once every 2 weeks, at least, if not every week. But you do have to follow some rules. This is a shot of Starbucks old page. Back in the old days, you were able to have text on the cover page and ask people to like your page. Well, that's a no-no now. So be careful. You cannot have anything other than your business information. You cannot ask them to make a purchase. You can't ask them to make a call, but you can have a good picture. Now, why would Facebook put this rule on? Well, they want people to have a good experience when they go to Facebook. Facebook is a social friendly environment. They don't want it to be another advertising channel per se, although they sneakily do advertise and they do make money. Okay, let's understand the timeline. We're going to take a few minutes to explore Facebook's motivations for making these big changes. Now, I can assure you that they didn't make these changes just to make everyone's life more difficult. Facebook is constantly thinking about how they could further solidify their position as a king of the social media landscape. And these changes reflect that desire to stay fresh and stay innovative. They want to preserve their position as being a leader of the pack. The most effective way to do that for them is to stay on top. They want to improve everyone's experience. They want to create a place that people love to use, a website that people return to for longer and longer periods of time. Right now, Facebook is responsible for 1/4 of the internet's traffic. That's huge. And that's their primary motivation, is to improve your experience, improve your user's experience. They want to make sure that your brand, whatever your business is, connects with fans. So their motivation to make these changes is to make new ways for fans to reach out and engage. Because now Facebook become more graphical and more rich. They want to be seen as a partner for business. You know, the more businesses that invest in Facebook and spend time there, the more important their position becomes. So keep in mind, Facebook is always looking for ways to improve. You know, we're going to see changes continually with Facebook. So here's a big question. How is it going to impact my business? Well, the reason they're kicking up all this dust and making all these changes and moving things around, they are changing functionality. The big question for you is, how does this stuff impact my business? What does it mean to me? So let's dive into that. For those of you who currently have a Facebook page, there's a few important things to pay attention to. For starters, you need to set aside time to update your art and your copy on your page to reflect this new design. Secondly, you want to get in the habit, as a publisher, as a Facebook page owner, to stay true to Facebook's image-centric design, which means you want to have the pictures, the graphics to support that. That's what people want to see. Lastly, since friend activity is displayed so prominently on your page, you need to make sure you're keeping tabs on the conversations your fans are having about your brand and your industry, so you could shape and add to that conversation. Hopefully, if you have a page right now, you're paying attention to what people are saying and answering questions they have, or if someone's making a comment, just saying hello and thanking them. Now, what if you don't have a page, which again may be a fair percentage of you? My guess is that there is a percentage of you that don't have pages, but there are some in the audience who are new to this and they're just learning Facebook. And I want to say the longer you no longer have any excuses not to get started. Now, I don't want to get into the case for using Facebook, because I could give an entire presentation for the reasons for using Facebook. But you have to remember, Facebook is an incredibly valuable tool, just in the number of people that are on and the number of hours they are spending on it. This new timeline layout gives you even more tools to interact with the buyers and build relationships. How can you get the most out of your timeline layout? Let's tackle this question. What changes do you need to make in your page? Well, the number one thing you have to do is to think visually. This design that Facebook has right now, it puts a great emphasis on visual communication. So you want to make sure that every image that you use, that you upload to Facebook, is supporting your story and putting your brand in the best possible light. And that means good quality images. Here's the section on apps. Remember, apps are important. You're going to see a lot of businesses aren't using these to full effect, but you can. And I'll give you some resources for that at the end. Another thing I really suggest is to use milestones. Go back on your Facebook page, put when your business started, when you expanded, and other milestones. Very important, and a great excuse to put something really cool on your Facebook page. Highlight your best posts. Take advantage of this new emphasis on imagery. You're going to want to find great images that support your branding goals and highlights them. Bring prominence to your page and draw fans in. Keep an eye on your friend activity. Now, but given the tools that you got at your disposal, you'll want to take time to monitor who's interacting relative to your brand. In the history of marketing, there hasn't been such a great way for brands to really get a clear understanding of what their buyers are doing and how they're interacting with their brand. That's what Facebook will help you take full advantage of. This is your admin panel. This is the place where you want to dive into and find out what is resonating with your fans. It's unbelievably transparent when you look in there. You could see the timing of your posts. You could see if a question was interacted with. The power of online marketing, again, is the ability to track things and then measure them and use them to your advantage. Facebook has really given businesses some great tools for managing and tracking their results. Fortunately for us, we keep adding new features that sometimes is a little tricky to keep up with. But it's always designed to keep our businesses successful. Okay, let's talk about some of those rules for cover photos. Give you this information verbatim so I could list these restrictions that Facebook has published on their terms and conditions. Number one, no price or purchase information on your cover photo. Two, no contact information can be embedded on your photo. There's a place for that on your about page or about section. Three, you can no longer ask people to like your page. That's a no-no. Four, you cannot issue any calls to action on your cover photo. Okay, feel overwhelmed, well, don't be. You don't have to do everything at once. Just take some of these points and start implementing them a little bit. I'm here to help. Dustin's here, and so is George. But here's a couple of bonus topics I'd like to share with you before we go. Sharing is caring. Folks, always use pictures whenever you can. Try to really avoid making a post on your Facebook page without a picture. You want to take behind-the-scenes pictures. You want to take pictures of your customers enjoying their product. People love that. Another tip is when you do make a post on your Facebook page, ask questions. You know, what is your favorite type? If you only had one favorite type of ice cream to eat, what would that be? Ask them to click like if they agree with something that you've wrote. Because every time somebody interacts with your page, it means they're going to see your updates more and more often. Really, the goal for you would be to get as many people as possible to leave a comment or click like on a post you make. A good link for you is someone named Mari Smith. She's fantastic at Facebook. The link I have here under number 3 is thelocalmethod.com/Mari. That'll take you to her Facebook page and give you a list of free resources. Well, some of them are free and some of them are paid. That'll help you take some of these concepts further. Also, I offer free training for people that sign up on my newsletter list at thelocalmethod.com. Let's get into some of the questions.
All right. We do have some questions, Albert. Thank you for this wonderful presentation. There's a lot of chat going on in the chat room that a lot of people, there's some stuff that nobody knows. And so that's really, really cool. First thing we want to talk about is, what is the activity log? Can you give us a little bit of insight on what that is?
Yeah, that was one of the slides. And that slide, well, the activity log will it's sort of a running list of everything that's happening regarding your page. So if someone leaves a comment, you'll get to see that, and it'll sort of be in chronological order. And it's only made for people that are the admins, so the public cannot see that. It'll help you keep track of what's going on. You could go to a different day. And again, it's just more insight on what's happening on your page.
So it's a lot like the Google Analytics, but just for Facebook type of information.
In a similar way, it doesn't give you any percentages or the number of people you've reached or anything, but it does keep sort of a text comment of what happened. So let's say yesterday you posted a picture of a brand new piece of equipment and people found that really interesting. You'll get to see all those, it'll list all those people who have commented on that equipment.
Cool. The next question is, and this is from George, he wants to know, what are apps? Can you tell us a little bit about, like, what are some good apps that you've seen? Maybe you explained what the apps were and where they're found, but can you say and just kind of share with us what kind of apps that you can create as a Facebook page owner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apps, again, are things that most people don't use, but there's a company called Wildfire, which was just purchased by Google, and that'll allow you to create apps. Again, on that Mari Smith link, thelocalmethod.com/Mari, she has a list of many, many of these app providers. But basically, an app allows you to basically create a web page within Facebook. And Facebook loves it when people stay on Facebook. They want you to stay on Facebook. They would rather have you create a link that stays on Facebook than create a link that takes you off Facebook. So when you create an app, you're creating a page within that Facebook. You'll stay with logged in and everything like that. So an example of an app like that would be, you could create a free report that you could give away to your best customers or best vendors, that they have to sign their email. They sign in with their email to get this report. You could create an app like that in Facebook. and put that on your wall. And when someone clicks on that link, it will go into that app or web page, and you're going to start building your email list. Another app would be your YouTube channel could be embedded into your Facebook page. You could embed your Pinterest into your Facebook page. So what you're doing is you're giving the people on Facebook a method to stay on Facebook and still consume your content.
Gotcha.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. People do these contests. Another good tip here, folks, is to investigate some of these apps. You know, I can't get into every single aspect of it, but if you get a good contest app, you could generate lots of new likes for your page by setting up a contest app. And you'll get to see some of those links in Marty's page.
Cool. We got a tough question from Eric, and he says on your, I'm reading the wrong one. It's actually Chris's question. He says, how can I transfer my business page that was set up as a personal page to a business page without losing all his friends? Is that possible?
I have heard something like that. It was harder to do a couple years ago. They have made some changes. This isn't a question that I readily know the answer for. It was something that I could probably do a little research, and I'd have to get back to him on that one. I don't think it's something I could answer on the webinar here.
Okay. So that will be, we'll table that one. The next question is from Eric, and he says, on your personal page, you can type in a person's name to find them. Why can you not do that? Why is this feature not available on your business page? Or is that hidden somewhere?
Also, looking for a person who likes your page. So you have a page, let's say you've got 1,000 people that like it. You'd like to see if it's searchable? I imagine that's probably the question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never had to do that. Again, there's a way to look at all the people that liked your page, and it's something I'd have to experiment with. There might be a search field in there. I'm sorry, I don't readily know the answer to that question.
Okay.
If you could mark that down, and we'll answer it.
Okay. We will. The next one is from Alice, and she wants to know, if a customer posts a negative comment that will be shown to the world, or can it be controlled and only seen by the admin? Or I guess kind of the main question is, what happens if somebody posts a negative thing? Can you remove that? Do you just let it go and you comment around that? What do you do when you get negative feedback from people?
This is a common question. A lot of people, businesses are afraid to open up the lines of communication because of that off chance. But as a Facebook admin, you do have a couple choices. You can remove the post. And a lot of admins will remove posts that aren't, like, say, you got a really popular page and then someone goes, starts advertising without adding any value to the conversation that's going on there. So there's a remove button. There's the other train of thought is people often say, if, you know, there's no business in the world that never has a negative comment. So this is your opportunity to address. If it's a legitimate concern that you've done something that wasn't right, or an employee has done something right, when you come back and you handle that correctly, you're going to get your value in the person's eyes, and other people on the outside is going to go up. Now, if it's just something that's a malicious attack, personal attack, I would probably just remove that. But if it's something that you could handle gracefully and make the wrong right, it's probably in your best interest to do that on the page and show people that, you know, you're a real business who has situations that come up, but you know how to deal with them.
Albert?
Yes.
I have a question. This is George. As you know, down here in the States, we're in the heat of an election coming up here in about a week. How do you suggest a business, A, take advantage of a photo op, but but not offend anybody because one or the other political individual may cause a negative output.
Well, from what I know right now, you got about a 50-50 chance.
I mean, the opportunity can be very beneficial, but I think it's the presentation that makes it more dealable.
Mm-hmm. There's a fellow I follow online who was a marketer, well, still is a marketer, and in the past, he was very strong toward one political party, and he admits that it hurt him. So in Canada here, our politics aren't as fierce, so to speak. So I don't really know the best way to do that. I think, again, tact is probably going to come into play here.
Right.
You know, not making the other side look bad.
Correct. Face-saving.
Yeah. That's my best advice.
After all, it's all about maintaining and creating buzz about your product, not your opinion.
Right. Yeah. You know, guys, the reason to have your Facebook page is to remember when people are going there, sort of, they're not forced to go there. They're going there for leisure. So it's got to be entertaining. It's got to be kind of playful. But at the same time, you are allowed to, at some point, make a call to action. So for them to visit your website, visit your profile, to connect with you personally. Even if you got a business page, don't be afraid to talk a little bit about yourself. I heard a really good interview the other day with Michael Stelzner from Social Media Examiner, one of the top social media sites in the world probably. And his Facebook page in the daytime, it's business. But at nighttime, he throws in a little bit about the family, a little bit about his life. And that goes a long way. People can relate to you that way. I hope that kind of adds a little bit of tip. Before I go on, I'll answer a few more questions, definitely. I wanted to show this to you just in case I don't want people to leave that may benefit from this. I put together just something just the last minute. If people want to take their Facebook to the next level, if they need a little bit more one-on-one, I'll make this offer to you. Again, it's totally not voluntary, but it's up to you. I asked Dustin, I go, what do you think, Dustin? I mean, do you mind if I did something like this? He said, no. I think people could benefit depending on what level you are. Just reach out to me, Albert, at the Local Method. And I'll explain it further. I'll review your Facebook page. And if you don't have one, I'll help you get it set up. And if you do have a Facebook page, I'll do a little written report that you could take steps to get it top notch. And then we'll do a half hour Skype consultation. And what I'll also do is I'll plug your Facebook page on my podcast, which is listened to in 25 plus countries. And I only could do this because I do work as well full-time. I only could do this for 5 people at a time at this price. And if I do get more than 5, I will put you on a waiting list and let you know when the next batch is. Again, it's just something for this. I think it's a good value for what you're getting here. Contact me at albert@thelocalmethod.com. And I'll explain it further.
Okay, Albert, I actually have a question. And if you have a question, make sure you go over to the chat area and type that question in. But I'm looking at my personal Facebook page, and it's not a huge page per se, but I have like 92 people, let's say, for example, that are signed up, and I have 92 likes, let's say that. But when mm-hmm. I'm looking at the posts that I'm sharing just for the past month or so, how's come some of them only say 32 people saw this post or 27 people saw the post? Shouldn't everybody that likes my page see my post?
Well, this is really good. That's an awesome question, because here's the thing that a lot of people are talking about right now. First of all, when people are on Facebook at different times, and they could like many things. So it's very possible that when you posted, your update didn't show up in their feed, so they never saw it. And also is that they haven't interacted with your page enough for Facebook to think that it's valuable enough for them to see your post. That's why your goal is to get as many people as possible to click the like button or to leave a little comment or to share the post with their friends. That's the big trick right there. And now Facebook, to complicate things or to make some more money for their shareholders, introduced something called Promote My Post, where you could pay money so that it will show up in as many people's feed as possible. So let's just say that one person that didn't, or the 10 people that didn't see your post, this time it'll wait till they're online to show it. So then your numbers will go up, Dustin, but it may cost you $25. Hey. That's where you're going to start trying to figure out, is it worth it?
That was going to be my question. Is it worth it to pay $25? I guess it depends on what I'm hearing you say, Albert, is that if you have a promoted post or if you promote it, then that's going to most likely see the most amount of people. And if you had a really like engaging question, or if you had like a free offer, like this and write a comment and we'll give you a free whatever, you know, then those type of things would drive the activity to your page. So then more of the free posts that you do will actually get seen by people who have liked your page. Is that kind of right?
Yeah, exactly right. And then next time you won't have to pay.
Right. Okay, cool.
So, and it sometimes takes a little bit of experimentation, like what is resonating with my crowd? You know, is it those pictures? Is it the behind-the-scenes interview you did? I always tell customers to get some behind-the-scenes shots. When you go to my blog, I've got a video of me talking about my little recording. It's just behind-the-scenes. A lot of people loved it. So think about that for your businesses, too.
Sure. Alice has a question, and she said, what would be the best way to set up a birthday club or a frequent shopper club? Could you do that on Facebook, or would you need a different medium to do that?
Almost like a coupon thing, it sounds like.
Yeah. I'm guessing that the birthday club would be, you know, you sign up and then you're registered with your birthday, and then they would send you an email or some sort of message on your birthday to say, hey, here's a free ice cream cone or a free meal or something like that. Can you do that with Facebook?
I imagine that it is programmable to do, because when everyone signs up for Facebook, it knows your birthday. Unless you specifically said you don't want it to. That would be depending on if the person programming the app programmed it or not. Definitely coupons are something. I've seen some of the other ice cream vendors or the equipment vendors have that in some of those other pages George showed me. I saw that very successfully done. So for sure the coupons, you could, in those links I gave you, you'll find companies that do that. The birthday may require somebody to code that for you.
Okay. And Lynn is saying in the chat room, and I was going to bring this up as well, that she has she uses MailChimp as a newsletter subscription service, and then she can hook her Facebook page up to MailChimp, and then she can use MailChimp to send out a monthly emails for free items or come in on their birthday month or something along those lines. So it's kind of like pairing two services together. It's using Facebook and it's using a some sort of email marketing platform. And MailChimp is a free one as long as you have less than, I believe it's 500 subscribers or less than 2,000 email messages or something like that. So it's free to go ahead and try out. Then I'm sure that they have apps built right into Facebook.
That's awesome. MailChimp is really cool because they do some really neat things. And I could definitely see them writing an app for Facebook and probably giving it away free for people to use. More and more people use their service. I think definitely everyone should look at that. I'm an AWeber guy. I've got a free MailChimp account that I haven't even set up past step one, but that alone would make it worth it for me to try it out.
Mm-hmm. And even if you, and this is just another thought out there that for Alice, if you actually just have a MailChimp account, and you can set that up through your website, and you could link from your Facebook account to your website to a sign up, like a birthday sign up form. And then you just have them fill in their, you know, your name, your email address, your birthday, things like that. And then you can automatically program MailChimp in the background to just automatically send out messages for, hey, this is 3 weeks before their birthday, or this is the month of their birthday, or anything like that. And then once they're in there, like, it's completely automated. You don't have to do a single thing. Like, it's really, really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is there any more questions? We're getting close to the hour mark. We've got a few minutes left. Anything else that you want to know, you want to ping Albert with? Even if it doesn't necessarily have to do with Facebook, we might be able to answer it. Go ahead and type in the chat room.
If not, I'll give you a few free tips off the top of my head. I'll wait a minute or two.
Okay, go for the tips. We haven't got anything right now. Go.
Okay. When you do post a picture, make sure in the description you want to start with a link to your website. That'll drive traffic to your website. Or if you don't have a website yet, get Dustin to make one for you. And then, you could also drive the link to your Twitter or to your LinkedIn profile, depending on what the purpose is. So take advantage of that. And make sure that you use the format of http://your website your website in that description, because that'll make your link clickable. So every time you post a picture, start that in your description and then describe what the picture is about. Because when people click on your picture, they're going to get that description open up, and they're going to see that beautiful blue link that, you know, all of us are so tempted to click on every time. Mm-hmm. And if it's something that's valuable to them, they're going to definitely check you out. You're going to get more traffic to your website.
Cool. We've got some questions in now, so if you want to stop on the tips, we have a question from Teresa. It says, if your business is virtual with no store, can it still be on Facebook?
Yeah. I don't know exactly what would be the best one of those six to choose, but there's people that are authors that don't have a physical location, unless it's a P.O. box. But you may have to just experiment with one or two, and if it's not something you like, you just cancel it. But you definitely can do it. So I just have to look around a little bit to see what would be the ideal one.
Sure. And that leads right into the next question, which is, how do you delete a business page?
I know it's possible, because I had to do it for a financial planner because he didn't get approval. And, you know, financial planning is so, regulated. So it's definitely possible. If you take down the name, I know I could look it up in probably a minute or two.
George wants to know, what's the difference between a website versus a Facebook page / Facebook apps to drive traffic? Which have you seen in your experience has more engagement or can get more kind of activity?
Well, again, Facebook likes it if you stay on their site. So if you were to promote a page outside of Facebook and a page inside Facebook, which would be an app equally, I would bet you that Facebook would give preference to showing the inside page more. With a app or inside web page, I don't mean to confuse the issue, you could literally do the same thing you can do on a website, on a WordPress website, other than it's not hosted the same way, but people can't tell. You know, check out some of the sites. Go to, there's Audi. Audi, there's Coca-Cola, there's Fanta, there's these other sites. That's one thing I kind of regret not doing is getting my list of some of the sites that I've gone to get inspiration from. But if you go to that link on Mari's website, she's got a ton of apps. She's all decked out that way, and you'll see some good examples. So I definitely don't suggest getting rid of your WordPress website because that's really the only thing that you have control. And now that reminded me something I definitely wanted to tell you folks is, guys, Facebook is not yours. Facebook can go away. Facebook can change the rules. That's something you don't have 100% control over. So keep that in mind. Your website will always be the only thing you have control over. That should be your home base. This Facebook is one of the arms of your home base going out there. It's very popular right now. Don't get me wrong. I definitely think it's worth everyone's effort to do some sort of marketing on Facebook. But you have to keep that in the back of your mind. All the people that like your page, they're not your people. Like, if Facebook decides for some reason to close your page down, those people are gone. You'll never get them. Another point, to have more than one admin to your Facebook page. Because let's just say your personal account gets closed for even a mistake, then if you're the only admin, then you're locked out of your page. So have someone you trust as another admin of your page. You could have as many as you want, and now you could also give them different levels of authority on that page. So check that out. Just to show this one more time, if anybody is interested, I'd be happy to set this up.
Any more questions? As we are just about out of time, one of the cool things is that I like what Albert said was go and look at some of these other sites, big name sites, for some inspiration. While he was just talking, I was looking at the Audi site, the car manufacturer. I think Chevy's got a pretty neat one. Even just go to Starbucks. Think of any big brand name service that you use, whether it be McDonald's or maybe it's, you know, whatever it might be, go ahead and just check out and just see what they're doing. Look at what their cover photo looks like. What kind of apps are they running? How do they use the timeline well? Like, and then you can also look and see like what is being commented on the most. There is on the Facebook or the Starbucks page, there is a post that was put out yesterday, and it just said Sunday, fire in the fireplace, cozying up at home with my coffee. And it was shared 160 times. There was 283 comments, and 23,000 people like this. And so that is, I mean, just incredible. Like that was just a simple, 14 words or whatever it is, and then a picture. And you got that much engagement on it. And I would say that too, when you get comments, when people are talking about you or mention you in posts, make sure that you at least comment back to them or make some sort of comments just to kind of acknowledge and kind of build that trust in that relationship. Anything else that you'd like to add, Albert?
No, there's lots. It's changing. I really enjoy doing this, and perhaps, we could do something similar along the lines in the future.
Okay, one last question.
Thanks, everyone, for sticking with me.
Question from George, and he says, what is the future of social media for mom-and-pop ice cream shops?
Delicious. I think you guys have such a cool niche. Who doesn't love ice cream? When I found out George was into ice cream, it's like, oh, awesome. That is so neat. I would be so fat if I worked in that field. But again, I think ice cream is such a cool niche because it is a fun thing. It's not, you don't have to sell ice cream. You know, it sells itself. You know, just by posting a picture, even think about it right now, I could taste my favorite ice cream, which is the vanilla. Oh, it's a creamsicle. I think it's a creamsicle flavor. Anyway, so that's what you have to think about when you're posting. Social media, I think, is going to be fantastic for ice cream shops, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, Pinterest, when you could post pictures of those delicious cones and those kids smiling and licking the ice cream. It's great. I think you guys are in a great market.
If you have the different like flavors of the week or a special flavor of the day, you could always post that on Facebook. If you wanted to, if you had a before 3 o'clock special, you know, you could post that on Facebook. You've got a lot of just different opportunities out there. So I think any industry has awesome abilities to do cool stuff with Facebook. And I guess just going back to that inspiration thing, go and look at, like, I'm sure that Breyers or Edie's or any of the big name ice cream companies probably have a Facebook page. Just when you're in Facebook the next time, just in the search for people, places, and things in that area, just type for some of those big businesses and see what they're doing. See what's getting a lot of likes, seeing what's getting a lot of shared and things along those lines. So that's really pretty cool. There's a lot of, that's what I find, that I normally will just look to see what other people are liking and what other people are doing. And then if it's working well for them, it might work well for you. It's all about, you know, try something and see if you have any type of feedback or any type of information back from your following. And then if not, then try something new. I mean, it's all kind of a guess and check game until you figure out exactly what type of people are using your Facebook page.
Yep. Awesome.
So with that, thank you very much. This is going to wrap up the recording, and I want to thank George for the inspiration for starting this, and he was the kind of the main brains behind this, and we used some technology that I'm kind of familiar with, and Albert is the genius behind Facebook, and so the tag team of us kind of put it all together, and we're going to be recording. The whole thing's recorded, and we'll go ahead and we'll make sure that you have a copy of the presentation as well as the entire video, and then if you want audio from the video, we'll do that as well. So you'll get all of that great information, and keep watching the email box that you signed up for this webinar on, and that'll all be sent to you guys. And thank you for everybody that was in the chat. There was a lot of stuff going on, and it was a lot of fun to hang out with you guys. So we'll go ahead and sign off there, and have a great day.
Bye now.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.